The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride. Welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. And today I'm doing one of my solos. Actually, I had an interesting conversation last week with a girlfriend of mine who sent me a funny thing about how popular being married or dating younger men is. So I thought I would do something on, you know, about it, as I know I get so many questions about me and Sergio. So I think the most things that everybody wants to know is about me and Sergio and about my aging process. So I thought I'd cover a bit of both again today, because I mean, dating young comes with its perks, right? What I do think it does is it stops us women aging. We've all been to the school gates and we've seen women who are, you know, my age, 48, and they look middle-aged. There are women that simply give up, or just as I've said before, you know, accept the aging process. And then there are women that are sort of kicked into shape. And that happens a lot, obviously, when we get divorced, or, you know, a lot of women end up having affairs with younger men. And, you know, it's sort of an unwritten cliche and the unsaid thing. But like, you know, I'm sure, let's be honest, ladies, we all know someone that's had an affair with their trainer, their tennis coach, the gardener, the boy next door, somebody's son. Oh my God. Actually, I used to have a boyfriend who said that he used to get most of his girlfriends from his mother's friends when they came over, because they all sort of, you know, sat around drinking wine and then like eyed up the sons, which is hilarious. I couldn't believe it when he told me. I would die. Stay away from mine. But, you know, it happens, right? You know, just as men have affairs, and that men seem to get the worst rap in this, women do too. And that's a fact. So, but why do they go when they have affairs with younger guys? Well, probably because younger guys are the ones that really push. Younger guys sort of find it naughty. Younger guys find older women sexy and attractive. And it's funny because, you know, women, as we get older, we've been conditioned to feel less, or feel like, you know, look at the 22-year-old girl and wish we were them, or, you know, feel like looks are everything, and the body, and we've got wobbly bits and our arms, you know, kind of swing, and I don't know. But men don't look at us that way. Well, young men don't look at us that way. Young men see this like, you know, knowledgeable, powerful woman. They don't look at the wobbly bits. We know what we want. We're more relaxed. You know, we're not like sort of going, oh, I don't, we're not losing our passports when we go on a trip. We're not like looking to be looked after. If anything, we're taking that role of being stronger for the men. And I think men have had that role for such a long time that they love the powerful woman. They love to learn from her. They love to lie in bed and talk to her. And I think that's how Sergio and I's relationship actually started, because, you know, he was at such a crossroads in his life. He didn't know where he wanted to live or what he wanted to do, because, you know, he'd spent his whole life conditioned into one career that didn't happen. And that happens for a lot of men, right? That, you know, things just don't pan out the way they are supposed to. And it doesn't mean it's the end. It could be the beginning of something even more amazing. But an older woman will teach the man that. An older woman sort of like, I now completely, by the way, completely fucking understand why Macron has been with his wife as long as he has. Because she's probably put him there. She is his rock. And that is more important to young men than, you know, a G-string and a girl that's flaunting her body on the beach who wants a Birkin for Christmas and her birthday and a watch, because they don't care, you know. And I'm seeing with Sergio's friends, it's so funny actually, because I hope he doesn't listen to this. One of Sergio's really good friends comes around all the time. Like, he used to come around and hang out all the time, and he liked one of my girlfriends, and, you know, good looking guy too, really good looking, you know. And he just said, I love your life. And, you know, it's like Sergio is so content in his life that other girls don't matter to him. We were at a club opening of my friends this weekend, and this young girl sort of eyed Sergio from across the room. She came straight over, stood behind him, and put her hand on his ass, like in front of me. But like, obviously, I don't know, I guess she maybe didn't think I was his wife. I have no idea what she thought. But anyway, she had his arm around him, and he was just going, he came up and he's like, what do I do? What do I do? And he's got no interest, none, like zero. I don't worry about things like, you know, Instagram. Look, girls, you can't stop your man always. They all follow women, men, you know, like everybody wants to look at something pretty, but that doesn't mean that, you know, anything's going on. You just have to, I think when you're a ballsy, straight talking, hard ass woman, look at what Beckham said about Posh this week, I think it was. He goes, I was attracted to her at the beginning. She's a beautiful woman, but what really attracted me to her was how hard she works. And that is really, really sexy. And I think we totally undervalue that. And you don't understand how many men want that and want, you know, a powerful team, as it were, as life's changed. You know, many people don't go to the office anymore. Many people don't have traditional workspaces. Many people are doing things together. I used to think that it was weird to work together, or, you know, that it wasn't normal. But now, why wouldn't you work together? Why wouldn't you build an empire together? Why go work for somebody else? Get on and make your little empire together. So easy to do today, because we have so many avenues. And I think that men love to be led by a woman, because it's just a different kind of role. Like, I mean, if you look at, I've said it, I think Kate Beckinsale. Oh, I just read about that woman, what she called the famous movie director, 30-year age gap, Cher. These guys don't look like they're having a miserable time. They're having the best. I think she's called Sam Taylor Wood or something. Yeah. And her husband's hot too. Like, and been with her since he was 19, I think. And, you know, again, I've said, look, there are 19-year-olds, there are 24-year-olds that aren't ready and that are very, very immature, but there are some that aren't. Sergio was just happened to be one of them that wasn't, because of his, you know, soccer career and being on his own. And, you know, it's so important to see the difference, obviously, and what, and to know the difference between a young guy that wants to have an affair with you, because there are plenty of those that aren't going to marry you and continue their life with you. But, you know, young men tend to fall in love and be very, very devoted when they are. And I think when you get a young man from that age, they do, they grow up with you, and you're everything to them. Like Sergio literally says, I'm everything to him. He has no plans to be anywhere else other than with me. And now we're building, in the last 3 years, considering where I was and the things that had happened to me, we are building a little empire, which is amazing. We came into this saying, well, I think it's very normal when you come into a relationship not to trust completely. And we've been told that young guys just are out for what they want, what they can get, that they're going to, you know, take you for every penny. You all hear those dreadful stories about women that go halfway across the world to meet some young guy and get rinsed and lose all their savings. So, you know, we're constantly being fed by the media terrible stories about things that could go wrong, but never about what could go right. And I think that that's really an important thing because there's plenty that can go right. And that's the media in general. And I've told you before that I've got rid of my newspaper apps just because I can't bear them. And I actually think they spew so much ridiculous stuff that just isn't true anymore. You know, it's not true that these things can't work. It's not true that young men are only out for what they can get from rich women. It's not true that, you know, they won't stay. Let's take a little break from the show and talk about, well, the weather is finally getting warmer, isn't it? Let's say goodbye to jackets, sweaters, and hello shorts and tees. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got the lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic all year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, shorts from £30. Can't do better than that. Washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. If you're like me and you can only wear things a few times because you have to take pictures in them and all of these, the rubbish that I do, this is genius. The best part of all, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince only works with factories that are safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I absolutely love that. I got these gorgeous t-shirts, which I wear every single day with jean shorts, and you can dress them up and dress them down. And I just love their 14 karat gold necklaces. You know, again, dress them up, dress them down. No one can tell. And they just look so expensive and timeless. You can't really compare them for quality and luxury and price point. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/uncut for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/uncut to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/uncut. And by the way, again, some stay all the way and others don't, but that's the same with any age group. Bust the Label is our newest venture, as you all know, and it's taken a long time. It was meant to be here, I think, about 7 months ago, but any of you that launched a brand knows that not everything goes straight. But the good thing is when we tested it at BravoCon and, you know, when we did put it on the website for pre-orders, you all bought it. So that was exciting. And I can't wait for you guys to share my beauty secrets and the things that I love to do. But, you know, we're doing that. And obviously that's something that's really close to me and Sergio's heart because, you know, it's about us and it's a brand based on the things we use, the things that we like. And, you know, we're really excited to take you on that journey. And then we bought land in Bali, which will also go along with our wellness journey. And that we cannot wait to have like retreats. Actually, I was meant to do this bloody retreat now, everybody. And I can't get a date in. Every time I put a date in, I get more. Housewives is about to launch. So that's, you know, there's more and more press and I can't actually physically find a date that I could stick to. So I've had to like whack all of that off the web until I can really, really stick to it because I know so many of you signed up, which is amazing. So I'm very, very excited to finally sit down and have a girls' weekend with everybody and meet everybody. And I really can't wait to do those retreats. And then we bought our first apartment for Airbnb in Dubai overlooking the Burj Khalifa. So that's really exciting. We're finally taking possession this month. And then, you know, we're building the villas. And what else are we doing? Oh my God, Housewives is launching. And we are like considering where we started. And as I said, you know, obviously, so many of you write to me about how it can work with finances with a younger man. You have to just not worry. It's not like, you know, you don't meet a younger man and then, you know, open your bank account and say, here you go, and here's a credit card. I don't know why people seem to think that that's what you do. Everyone kind of goes, well, you pay for everything, or do you pay for everything? Well, I mean, no, I don't. But everything that we make together goes in one pot. It's a business, right? It generates money. And that's the really important thing. You can't look at yourself when you're going into business with somebody as like me and theirs. Because I think what happens is, especially more established women, they get really nervous, obviously, because divorce is so shit. And they don't, you know, older women also like don't want to fully commit or believe that this is, could be real, because they've been told for so long that, you know, younger men will always leave you. So they're always on this guard. And I feel like if you're always on a guard of he's potentially leaving me, and to make sure he doesn't get a penny when that happens, you can't grow together. You stifle the relationship, you stifle yourself. So I think the key is to let go. And again, that's not about letting go and opening what you already have. Keep what you already have. There's no need. Like, if he's enhancing your life and you're making it together, then that's something else. You don't need to sort of say there's one bank account and like panic. There's no need for that, you know. My husband's never asked, nor would it be a thing. I don't have a credit card on his. Like, for what reason? But we earn together, the things that we earn together. And that's really exciting. The stuff that we're building together is ours. And, you know, those are things, like I've told you all before, I haven't even seen the land in Bali yet. Those are things that we're super, super excited about. And he's really good at some stuff and I'm better at other stuff. And that's what it is, working out. And it's no different, by the way, taking a bloody partner, which I always say, taking a partner in business is like choosing getting married, right? You can make a mistake regardless. So it's just setting the paperwork up right, allowing yourself to let go. And I think instead of, you know, listening to all the noise around, life has changed. We live longer. We look better. I don't look 48. And, you know, having a younger husband means I still go out. He makes me go running. I go to the Pilates because I don't want to let my body go. I have my hair colored. I do beauty treatments so that I feel good. My skin looks good. If I had a whole older husband that let himself go, would I do all this? I don't know. I honestly don't know. We're off now to Namibia for 11 days. I can't wait to take you all on that journey. And these are things that he finds. Like, the travel and the exploration keeps you alive. Like, we're going to, like, kind of, this is not luxury. I mean, sure, the places we get to will be luxurious, but we've got 5-6 hours in a car each day going to look at, like, amazing scenery. I mean, that is going to be something I won't forget. And it's only a one-time thing. These are places you go once in your life. And once you're stuck in a car with someone for like 6 hours, you better be sure of who you're going with, right? And want to do it. Like, I could not have envisaged doing this before. So, you know, the key is in these situations just to have really good humor. I can't reiterate enough that the key to successful relationships, regardless of the age, is the humor and to push each other. And I look now at my mom, and I think my mom is quite young still for her age, and my father's sort of given in to age, I suppose, and she's not ready to, and it frustrates her because, you know, she'd like to go to a nice dinner in London, or she'd like to go to the theater or whatever else, and he's lost his sort of like just wanting to get up and go. And I understand that too, because there's a certain time of life where you're like, okay, this is it now. I've done my stuff and I'm good. I'm ready. I've achieved what I needed to achieve, and, you know, just let the rest of life unfold. I really hope though that because I'm with someone like Sergio, that I won't do that. I see myself running around like between Bali, between Dubai. You know, we are setting ourselves up now for an amazing old age. I mean, it's very funny, as I've said before, Sergio thinks his old age is coming with my old age, which we all know isn't true. But we're setting ourselves up that we can have an amazing one. You know, in my head, I'm, you know, I can rent this house out. I can rent the other one we just bought out. I've got Bali coming, you know, and that we, as humans, we all know we strive for these giant houses, all the big cars, you know, I'm on Housewives, the clothes, the this, the that. But at the end of the day, it means nothing. We're not taking it with us. And, you know, not to mention that as we get older, we need all that stuff when you've got young kids. You know, I never thought, as you know, I mean, a lot of you've, I love my house, but it doesn't have a really huge garden. And I didn't think I would want to live like that before because I've always had huge gardens and everything's relative. I get it. But now I'm like, this is so manageable. I absolutely love it. I don't think I would want to live another way. You know, the cost of running a garden, the cost of having all the people around me, you know, having to take care of it. I don't need any of that anymore. That's something I wanted in my 20s and 30s, more probably because, you know, your friends had it. So you're like, well, if they've got it, it's a sign of success. You know, when you're younger, we measure success on the watches. We measure success on the houses and the cars that we have. I met this woman the other day. And, you know, she was just got divorced and, you know, she was like, she can buy a nice-ish, you know, small house. But then she has a $500,000 car. I'm like, what the fuck are you thinking? Why would you have the car? Get rid of the car. And I think it's so hard for people to let go because it's a status symbol. She's like, but I spend all my time in it. I'm like, but, you know, the car's just depreciating day by day by day. Like, it, you know, if you've got $500,000 in a car, go and buy a little apartment and rent it out, or, you know, something that gives you residual income. And it, but it's so funny actually, because it took a long time for me to even begin to think like this, because I was always looked around my friends too and wanted to have what they had and all of this. But once I took that out of the equation, I became much more successful and things just became towards me. And weirdly, in this country, I told you the last time, mortgages, bank loans, they don't work like that. And they don't actually have loans for cars here. So they used to, but they've just stopped them again. I think a lot of, as I said, I think a lot of people came here, took these ridiculous loans out and just left their cars and everything was unpaid. So they stopped it all. And I refused to put all that money into one car. So I was going to buy myself a ridiculous car. And then my mortgage broker, financial advisor, was like, why don't you buy another apartment and rent it out? And I was like, okay, the old me would have been like, no, I want the car, honestly. But the new me is like, yeah, I'll buy the apartment. I've got a car. So that's what I did. And this is all setting myself up with Sergio for the rest of our lives. And you know, what the fun part is, all of these businesses require running from all of us. So like, even if we're in Namibia or wherever we are, we're running the businesses right together. And, you know, I've got really good people now. I've just hired a PR team. I've got social media team. I've just got the, you know, a CEO for Bust the Label. These are all people that obviously report to me and Sergio. So, you know, the powerful thing of where Sergio was from this little lost boy that I met when he was 24, and he's only 29 now, he's about to be 30, is leaps and bounds. Because he grows every day. I don't let Sergio off. Sergio doesn't lie by my pools, you know, drinking pina coladas all day while being fanned and I'm working. That's not how this goes. I've literally just screamed at him because, you know, my camera went off here. He does everything behind this machine. Like, we are a machine now and we're a well-oiled one. We are constantly, constantly working for our future. And these things, it's really exciting because I guess what I'm trying to say is he motivates me to keep going. He doesn't see me at the end. He thinks I'm at the beginning, right? I can do crazier things that an older man wouldn't want to do. It's like someone says a younger guy is like collagen. He's like oxygen. He's like a great workout. He keeps you, your brain going. I'm constantly having to think. I'm constantly wanting to make a better life for us all. And I'm constantly excited by new things that he's seen because he sees the world in such a sort of unbitter, biased way. You know, he is so excited by what's to come because he's at the beginning. You know, he's looking at like, we're going to have like, you know, 50 apartments that we rent out. Let's buy two a year. So we have like a plan, right? We have an absolute plan. We're going to be, you know, opening our TikTok shop this week for, you know, Bust the Label. And then we're going to be in all the stores in America. Like he dreams big, right? Really, really big. And whether it's sort of annoyingly big sometimes or not, actually, because you don't want to burst anyone's bubble, you kind of just go with it. And you kind of, he makes you see it, right? It doesn't seem so impossible anymore. But I think that that's so exciting. You know, he's like so excited for Housewives to launch now again, because, you know, he feels like that here we are. Like, it's only the second series for him, even though I've done, you know, years before. He hasn't experienced this kind of fame and the excitement that comes with it and all of the press that we do. It's like a roller coaster. Once this thing kicks off, it is a machine. It's an actual machine. We go to Australia, then we go to Bali, then we go back to New York, then we do press, then we go back to Bali, then we go back. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. I couldn't do that with an older man. He wouldn't want to do that. And I get that. Nor does he need to. And it's not that I need to, but I also want to. I really want to continue. Well, as you all know, we're trying for a baby. Or not trying, but, you know, he wants one. And that's another thing. I like kind of go, oh my God, by the time the baby is 20, I'm going to be, what am I? I'll be 70. But then he won't be, and he'll still have a like an amazing life. And maybe that will also keep me young, right? So I go through two minds of like, will a baby actually keep me young or make me want to pass out? But actually, you know, Sergio says it's going to be a fun baby because we're different people now. We're much more relaxed. I'm not as crazy about things as I was back then, you know, where everybody's telling you how to be a mom. Our kids are resilient. And they're all here. And we know it's not as hard as we've been also told that it is. Would I bring my child up the same way? No, probably not. I'd be much more relaxed. And I feel like it's Sergio's going to be such a good dad that maybe I could do it, right? So I've actually gone and found a surrogacy agency, which I'm going to start talking to soon. So watch this space, everybody. But, you know, these are all things that put older women off younger men. But what I'm saying is, like, look what I've turned my younger man into. And I've said it again, I've said it before, none of my friends would have looked at Sergio before. And now I get, everybody is like, what a good man, what a kind man. They would have overlooked him because of his age or because he wasn't yet established. And I think my point, ladies, is that if you're established and you have half a brain, that's all you need. All you need is a man that's not lazy. All you need is a man that wants to achieve things. And you know by a mindset whether what kind of man that is. You know, if somebody's entitled and just walks into your life and thinks that they're going to have to do nothing or isn't motivated to get up, you know, Sergio drives me nuts because he wants to go running in the morning, then play paddle, then, you know, work, then this. I mean, he's nonstop all day. So I think that's a very good indication that it's not a lazy human. So, you know, how do you tell whether you've got a good one or a bad one, right? And I think that's the main thing. You can never be sure of anything. And if you wait to be sure of things, nothing will happen. Nothing. I think life is taught or is supposed to be the great lessons in life, the choices, sliding doors. You know, if I hadn't taken this door, what would have happened? You know, and I think about it a lot, like, what would have happened if I hadn't been in Newport Beach that one day? What would have happened if Sergio hadn't come during lockdown to Dubai? You know, none of this would have happened. Or if he'd given up along the way, or I'd panicked more because I used to panic a lot. Like, obviously people were like, what are you going to do? Like, I mean, I wasn't that established at that point again because I'd just come out of my law case and all of this. So it wasn't like I was sitting on a shit ton of money that I could just, you know, afford to splash out on a toy boy. That was not the case. Let's take a little break from the show and talk about diets, something we've all been on, something that affects all of us women. And did you know that the average dieter will try 162 diets over the course of their lives? The injections that you lose weight on and all the uneven areas and leave you with saggy skin. These are things that everybody's tried. The weight loss industry is a cash machine that runs on our desperation. Crazy diets, weight loss products are all temporary and we can gain it all back. So why not visit Sono Bello? Sono Bello is the only way to permanently lose unwanted fat and inches. Sono Bello doctors are masters in micro laser fat removal. Actually, I did do that years and years ago, and it's lasted. It was
brilliant. So wherever you have stubborn fat, tummy, size, thighs, arms, they can permanently, in one visit, remove it with modern techniques to eliminate skin sagging, loose skin, and give your curves back permanently. No more having to feel embarrassed, shy, uncomfortable about your body. No more hiding out under baggy clothes. We've all been there. No more lights off in the darkened room pretending it's more intimate. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Sonobello is running a great special right now. Visit sonobello.com/uncut. sonobello.com/uncut. I hope this helps you all get summer body ready. Let's get back to the show. So all of these things take a thought process. And I used to have these panic attacks about them. But what I have learned over the years is I never listened to people, because I'd listen to people, I would not be here. I've told you before, not one friend said this is a good idea. Everyone said, keep him on the side and, you know, go find somebody. So what I've listened to my entire life is my gut, my intuition, and my intuition has always, always done me right. And I think, you know, I have this amazing ability to sort of lie back and helicopter myself. And I, you know, I've always said, what is the worst that could happen? And it's never as bad. It's not that bad. I believe what is worse is not knowing. I'd rather know and have taken the chances than regret not taking any of those chances when I was older. Because I don't think we ever regret the chances we take, because they open so many doors regardless. Women that are sitting there for years and years contemplating divorce doesn't mean you're having a great life. I mean, that's pretty shit. If you're contemplating divorce for years in your marriage, what a horrible place to be. You're lying next to someone that, well, you're basically lying to, and it's not fair on them, by the way. And you're not really living your best life because you want to be somewhere else. So I've never done that to myself. If I want to be somewhere else, I go somewhere else. I vowed that I would never be somewhere else. And actually, that's probably, again, the boarding school thing in me, because I had to get through so many nights where I didn't want to be where I was. And I really didn't want to be where I was, and used to beg to go home. And, you know, no, at that age, you don't have a choice, do you? You can't make those choices for yourself. You can't just pick up and go. You can't say, I've had enough now, because your adults all put you back in. I think the one thing I do for myself now is I listen to myself and I do whatever I want. And that's a very, very powerful place to be. And I think that's why so many women follow me. I think that's why so many women respect me, regardless of whether they would make the decisions I made or not. You know, those decisions, and not every decision, by the way, I've made is right, and not every decision for yourselves will be right. But, you know, it's the power of non-regret as well. Don't ever regret the decision you made. You had the right, you had the reasoning at the time. And regret is a terrible, terrible time waster, terrible, terrible thing. And there is no point to it, because it will never change and you can't take it back. So the outcome is going to remain the same, right? So the only person you're helping, hurting again and poisoning is yourself. So, okay, my girlfriend, I talked to you about it before, that ended up with a much younger guy, one of her husband's friend's sons, actually. And they were together a few years and then they broke up. Now, did she do really badly, or did she, you know, was she gutted? I don't know how gutted she was, but let me tell you, she traded up and she is fine. So what that younger guy did was just give her confidence and the boost to make the move she needed to make. So that younger guy doesn't have to be the end game if he's not for you, or you meet somebody else. Nobody or nothing has to hold you back. If you decide after 6 months, you know, he's not for me, but you got there anyway, it meant that you're already thinking about it, but, you know, you'll meet somebody else. There are so many ways today for women that to meet people. Actually, a girlfriend of mine came over for drinks this weekend, and she's single and she lives quite near me. And again, like where I live, it's all families. So I'm like, and she works like a demon, a fucking demon. So like, unless the guy is knocking on her door, she's not meeting anyone. So I said to her, let's join an agency or let's, you know, a matchmaker or something. Oh no. Oh no, only awful people are on that. Oh no, I can't do that. Because she's been conditioned, by the way, by the rest of the world, that it's the wrong type of men or that, you know, it's looked frowned upon. But that's not so anymore. Again, the world has changed, people. Before COVID, everyone would go to a bar. You could go up to each other's tables and sort of mingle, but people don't do that anymore. You don't go into restaurants and see people flirting at tables with each other because now everybody's going, what do you want? Why are you over here? So it's super, super hard. Some of the most gorgeous girls I know are still single. So why wouldn't you take this action into your own hands? It is serendipity. Like if I had missed that day in Newport, I would never have met Sergio. There is no bloody way. Sergio always says the worst time of his life was the end of his football career. But if he hadn't ended it, there would be no me and us. He would still be there. He doesn't know what his life would look like, but he would never have met me. There is no way on earth we would have met each other. We worked out, actually, the other day, it was really funny, that Sergio was 6, I think, when I got married. I mean, that's crazy. So, you know, the likelihood of us crossing paths was nothing. That's why I believe in fate. There is somebody for everybody, but you have to do things that you normally wouldn't do. You have to put yourself out there. You have to take it on like a job. We all do other things like a job. Take it on like a job. You know, be fun, be carefree. Open your eyes to what could be, not all the things that could go wrong. And I think that's another thing. It's like we're so busy protecting ourselves that we don't let go of ourselves. Go to the festival, go to the golf course. You know, think of places to go to meet people and be open. So many women are sort of so standoffish and they're not open to new things because we've been conditioned that the man runs everything. The man pays for everything. The man, this, I mean, no wonder men are struggling in these years because it's just different today. It cannot be that way anymore. Life is not like that. I don't want to teach my children that the man has all the responsibility in life and that the woman doesn't. I don't want to teach that at all. It's not the right way. You know, you've got to give life skills. I have so many friends that were very rich that inherited money from their parents and literally bombed through it because they've got no idea how to live today or to earn because somebody's told them their whole life that they've got enough money for the rest of their lives. Not so. You need skills. You need to find a partner. You need to take things on in life like a job. Everything good happens from work. There is no billionaire, successful man out there that hasn't been through shit to get there, right? Everybody goes through it to get out the other side. Actually, I can't even think. Is there a trust fund kid that's a multi-billionaire right now that's, you know, running successful companies? Probably not. No, Jeff Bezos started in his garage, right? Okay, he's a perfect example. 98% of women wouldn't have looked at Jeff Bezos when he was working in his little garage, would they? Now, 100% of women would consider Jeff Bezos. There you go. Why can't you discover your Jeff Bezos and support him and take him there, right? It happens. Look, his wife did. I mean, okay, they're not there together now, but, you know, she's taken care of for the rest of her life and she's okay. My friends that founded Net-a-Porter, they came for dinner actually as they were a couple. They founded it. They both sold it. They both got divorced. They both have new partners and they still get on. They're both happy. They both made money and everyone's good, right? So if you look at the world in a different way, but I mean, you know, all of those people had to take the chance to work with their spouse. And if the spouse was super, super, you know, successful before, why would they have given up the job? They probably weren't. They went into business with their wives when they probably weren't doing something that was as successful as the wife, or they could see hers was going to become bigger than they were. And that's okay. Look at it that way, because you're working together as a team. Two is better than one always. So, you know, I think all these women, I mean, especially, I mean, I'm in the Middle East, all these women in Dubai that are looking for these like really, really powerful, rich men, you're overlooking sometimes the best thing in your life. And the man that struggles with you is the man that appreciates you, that will stay with you, that will, you know, that will nurture you, that will want you to have everything you want. Sergio would take, you know, the shirt off his back for me. Last night I was lying in bed because, you know, my scars behind my ears just getting a little bit hard. And he spent like half an hour rubbing them. Like, he just wants me to thrive, which in turn, you know, the same time makes him thrive. But if I'm feeling good inside, I can do my job 10 times better. He can do his job 10 times better. So I don't worry. I'm not looking at my husband going, oh, he's gone away for 3 weeks. You know, I wonder if he's met somebody in this country or that country. I'm not worried about that because he's with me. Don't overlook what could be the best thing in your life. Don't push things away because society has told us for so long that it's wrong. I'm a big believer that the rules of society today need a really big shakeup, a really big shakeup across the board. We can have babies longer. We look fabulous. There are so many things we can do today to stay young with biohacking, genetics, you know, hormones. Like, nobody has to give in to a life they don't want. Nobody has to say, you know, and health obviously is your wealth, but finding a partner that supports you, that loves you, that drives you, that pushes you for the same end goal is, I think, the most important thing I can stress to you girls. I really can sleep at night peacefully and think about where I have a clear picture of where I'm going to be with Sergio. We're going to have, you know, our health and wellness with Bust the Label, which we can also bring into our retreats, which we also have the villas, which we'll be renting out, which will also have our Airbnb, which will always have this villa. And we're building a really nice ecosystem together. Really, really lovely. And I think that we will have built this from scratch together. None of that I did before. And I think that's so important because that gives him wings and it gives me validation that I made the right decision. Screw you all. We're winning at life. I'm winning at life. I was lying in my pool. My hot husband with his six pack serving me my lemonade. I'm 48 years old. And, you know, lying by the pool, hugging each other and laughing and just saying how happy we are and content we are. Do you know how powerful that is? It's so fucking powerful. You know, it is so powerful. Yes, I get irritated as fuck with him and he gets irritated as fuck by me, but it's very short-lived. That's it. We know what to do. You know, I can be grumpy. Sometimes you're like, oh, really? You don't know? It's so minimal for the joy that we get every day. So minimal. So ladies, remember, it's your oxygen. It's your collagen. It's your, I don't know, it's your new lease of life. Don't overlook it, girls. There is something that to be said about living, really fucking living. And if you want a young guy and everyone's telling you not to, go get your Sergio. Go do whatever you want. Don't let anyone tell you cannot or you're not good enough or they're not going to stay. They don't know. So thank you for listening to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. Don't forget, please download the episode. So important. You're all starting to do it, but just press download, rate, review. It means so much to me. And any comments, I love hearing from you and anything you want to talk about. So have a great day. Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.